This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains is firing up a little water with some flavoring in it, Todd. And I just got to thinking, I know this is the most important question of the day. You remember the whole debate about trying to, you know, drink less soda and more water, right?
Right.
And the argument there is there's, artificial sweeteners in diet soda, therefore they're not good for you. And everybody, you know, pretty much consensus was, you know, I'm poisoning myself by eating this stuff, right? Everybody trying to scare me. So I've been doing a little conversion, more water than soda. As I was just getting a little water out of the water cooler during the fine news break there. And I put a little, you know, flavored water in there, which is I have to do because water to me is completely boring. I wondered, is the artificial sweetener in the flavor package just like it is in the soda?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Wait a minute. You're drinking for entertainment? Water's entertainment. Boring to me.
Yeah, it just doesn't, you know.
You're not there to be entertained. You're there to be given nutrition.
Try and read one of these labels one time, for crying out loud. It's unbelievable. You can't even... They don't put them in English. I don't know what the deal is. It's kind of crazy. As I said, none of that's really important. But I know that many of you have been concerned, and have been offering advice on this whole...
We want you around
stuff.
For a very long time, Scott. That's the thing.
Yeah. They wanted to drop the pop... You know, mode is on. So, okay, we're going to get to the good stuff. Now, AdWatch is something we're going to be serious about now till November. And when you call with concerns about particular ads, we're going to get you some answers. Okay. We're going to dig it up for you. And, so we're going to do that. Also, I want to tell you before the end of the hour about a forum that's happening in West Fargo tonight. I think I might have mentioned it briefly earlier. But it has to do with, it was a parent forum, and it's law enforcement, West Fargo law enforcement, but it's also West Fargo public schools and the leadership there, and a conversation to get the school's ear off on the right foot, and mainly deal with how kids are interacting online with all the different tools that are out there, and sometimes in criminal ways that they know is criminal, and they do it anyway. This is not just West Fargo. This is West Fargo is to be commended by saying, no more. Nope. Let's get everybody in the room, start figuring this out right now. That's what's going to happen tonight. But this is happening in many school districts. So we'll deal with that for you as well, coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Right now, the communications director for the North Dakota Republican Party joins us on the program, Jake Wilkins. Hey, Jake, how are you doing?
Good. How's it going, Scott?
Good. Thanks for taking a little time for us here today. So, we're getting a lot of this now as the campaign season heats up, where people say, can they say that? Is that true? I mean, where do they get that? What's the source for that? And one of them recently had to do with campaign of Heidi Heitkamp claiming that, there were 300,000 people in North Dakota with a pre-existing condition. You put together a little summary of some of the things that third-party groups have said, public officials when asked about this, PolitiFact and Associated Press. So give us the scoop on this pre-existing condition claim.
Sure. Well, in one of Heidi Heitkamp's most recent ads, she claimed that if you had a pre-existing condition, which hundreds of thousands of North Dakotans have, if you had a pre-existing condition before Obamacare was implemented, that, quote, that used to mean no health insurance. And that's just not true. And we've seen we've seen Insurance Commissioner Gottfried come out and say that. We saw PolitiFact say as much, and then we saw the Associated Press late last week say exactly that. And that's just not true. So the Kramer campaign did the right thing and asked the Heidkamp campaign to pull down their ad because it's misleading these voters. And, of course, they refused, and they're doubling down on these false and misleading ad and these false and misleading information that's out there now.
So what did they say in response? You're saying, okay, you had the campaign manager for Kevin Kramer, Pat Finken, send a note to the campaign manager for Heidi Heitkamp, Libby Schneider, pointing these things out as if they didn't already know, but at least getting it out there. What's the response? What do they say?
Well, they said that their intent was to highlight the impact of repealing Obamacare, which to me is ludicrous. Obamacare has been so disastrous for North Dakotans. Their premiums have gone up 44% since the law was implemented. Just about the same amount of people are uninsured as they were before. We've seen the burden of cost shift onto small businesses and farmers. You know, these are the real impacts of Obamacare. But Heidi Heitkamp has decided that she can use misleading facts and information to try to score political points. And that's what this is really about.
You know, this is no small thing. In this case, you've got, PolitiFact and Associated Press saying, no, this isn't true. Same thing happened earlier with Valley News Live, who pointed something out. So, in the case of Heidi Heitkamp, is she just doing it because she's doing it? And she's, in other words, yeah, okay, we're playing a little fast and loose with the truth, but we're trying to get out the fact we don't like Obamacare, and we're just going to do that. I mean, so these third-party groups that say something don't really mean anything?
Well, Scott, what we're seeing from the Heitkamp campaign and her allies is nothing short of desperation. You know, we're seeing this every week. We're seeing it on an issue like immigration, which is very important in North Dakotans, and we're seeing them just come out and say that that's nothing more than a scare tactic being pushed by Republicans. We're seeing it, on tax cuts, where Heidi Heitkamp said, the tax cuts would be bad for North Dakotans, but now we're seeing the great impact it's already having. This is nothing more than a candidate who thinks she's going to lose re-election, and she's going to do anything to try to save her own political standing.
You know, when we get complaints about this, people, bring it up and say, do something, basically, right? Well, how can they do that? How can they happen? A lot of people call us and say, okay, it's been pointed out by that person that it wasn't, accurate, so why are you still airing it, putting it back on the media entities? What are the rules, so to speak, Jake? What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm no lawyer on these kind of issues. I know that there are certain First Amendment protections, and we wouldn't want to interfere with those that allow candidates to have a lot of leeway in terms of what they say on the air, especially if they're willing to pay for it, as is the case of advertising. When people get discouraged by this kind of thing, and when they know that something's wrong, the best thing that they can do is to just get energized and activated by that. The best thing that they can do is spread that information. Write your local newspaper and let people know that it's a lie that you don't stand for. Call your friends. Call the people you think might be undecided voters. Go volunteer for a phone bank. That's the best kind of thing that people can do in these sort of situations, because there's misinformation being spread by one side. And, we live in a free country where we're allowed to say certain things, but that needs to be called out. And that we also have that right. And I think that's what's important here. When people get disheartened by the misinformation that's coming out of the Heidi Heitkamp campaign, the best thing that they can do is to get energized and activated, get their friends to the polls, get themselves to the polls in November.
Yeah, and I should add that specifically on the issue of pre-existing conditions and what to do about it. The ad would sort of say, she's fighting about it and that Kevin Kramer doesn't care and is, ignoring it. And in this case, their positions are the same. They both are for a health care policy that includes provisions for those that have pre-existing conditions. So that's another thing that deserves to be pointed out, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Kevin Kramer has consistently supported health care plans that would cover pre-existing conditions. No Republican wants to see people get their health care coverage taken away because they have a pre-existing condition. No one wants that. But they do want a health care system that's affordable, that's flexible for states, and, of course, it's constitutional. And that's what Kevin Kramer and that's what Republicans in North Dakota are fighting for. And Heidi Heitkamp is just fighting for the status quo, which has just been higher premiums, higher costs, fewer options, and North Dakotan families who are suffering because of it.
This is not the first time, by the way. There is also an ad out there about how she claims she's always supported a border wall. That she, you know, I'm for the border wall. Popular to do that now, but actually she voted against it. She's spoken out against it. She campaigned against it, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, what we're going to see now that we're under 70 days is Heidi Heitkamp running from her actual record from the last 6 years. You know, she criticized the border wall, saying, I wish we could just move beyond that. She campaigned aggressively for Hillary Clinton, whose defining theme seemed to be just running against President Trump's border wall. She even in 2013, in her first year as senator, voted against border fencing. She has a consistent record on this. But because she's tried to position herself as some sort of moderate who's willing to come to the table as sort of a wolf in sheep's clothing, she's trying to say that she's always supported the border wall, but that's just not true. Her record on illegal immigration is anything but what lines up with what North Dakota wants.
Hold tight, Jake. I want to ask you about signs. We had a call about that yesterday. Hang tight. More after this.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hinton to tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. He's a petroleum engineer, a veteran of the industry, and his family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly and to help them understand their future income. So they built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now. MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@royaltymatters.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. ACE promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A great time for a little travel, shorter trips. I know school back, so you can't go on a long haul family vacation across multiple states. But I'll tell you what, Watford City's not far, not far at all. About 5-hour drive from folks in the eastern end of the state. obviously much closer as you close in on the Watford City. But it's just a beautiful part of North Dakota. The north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park has all this abundant wildlife. Binoculars are kind of a good idea, but there's bison and elk and prairie dogs and deer and golden eagles and longhorns as well in the north unit as a neat little resource. So that in and of itself is exciting, but the Monterey Trail is there, which is great as well. 9 trail units great terrain, campsites there. So there's a lot to see. The grasslands, the Little Missouri National Grasslands, Tobacco Gardens Resort and Marina, and the small town hospitality of Watford City is amazing. Stunning new hotels, deluxe suites, extended stay lodging, charming and rustic log cabins. They literally have it all. About 800 rooms in all. And a lot of them have the best of the West deal. So you tell them, hey, Scott sent me and I want the best of the West deal. And you get a 10% off their already low price. So check that out too at Watford City, North Dakota, McKenzie County, beautiful part of the state. I'd love for you to get there if you haven't yet, before the snow flies. So come up there in the fall. We're chatting with Jake Wilkins, who is communications director for the North Dakota Republican Party. By the way, any questions or comments, welcome for Jake, 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number, you can also text me at 701-367-2054. We had a call yesterday saying, hey, there's more Heidi Heitkamp signs out there. There's more, how do I get a Kevin Kramer sign? I want one. Where do I get them? Where can folks get signs?
Well, Scott, that's actually pretty good to hear that you guys are hearing so many people wanting signs. We're hearing that too. There's been a lot of enthusiasm on our side for the Kramer campaign for wanting to show their support, you know, publicly, especially in terms of that. We have staff all across the state who are going out and putting up large yard signs and large 4x8 signs across the freeway. If people are interested in getting their own yard sign, they can go to any of the North Dakota Republican Party offices. We have offices in Grand Forks, in Fargo, in Bismarck. I believe we have one opening up in Minot soon, hopefully. So they'll be able to go to any of those. And additionally, they can contact those offices as well. And if it's possible for us to get, if that's not convenient for you, we can hopefully get some signs out to you. So if you just go ahead and contact those offices, we'll do what we can to get you a yard sign.
Somebody else asked about social media and saying essentially if you watch social media, their premise was clearly they have a lot of younger millennial types that are typing all kinds of things, saying all kinds of things in the social media on the Heitkamp campaign that's not being matched by the Kramer campaign or, you know, Democrats versus Republicans. Talk a little bit about the social media effort on things that are happening and whether or not that concern is valid from the listener.
Sure. You know, social media can often be, you know, such an echo chamber, especially places like Twitter. But I think we've seen, at least on our side, in terms of, you know, reaching our voters on the platforms they're on places like Facebook and you know, those channels, we've seen a lot of enthusiasm on our side, a lot of people commenting how encouraged they are to unseat Heidi Heitkamp this November. You know, social media can be a very good place to get our information directly to voters, and that's what the Kramer campaign, that's what the state party's focused on. You know, we don't have necessarily, at least from the state party's perspective, we have no interest in trying to reach out to the DC elites and to play those kind of games. We're focused on getting our message directly to the North Dakota voters, and that's where our focus is going to continue to be.
So, you know, somebody that feels strongly about a particular candidate or wants to do something, you know, it's in their hands. You know, go ahead and have a conversation. Don't necessarily sit back and say, well, why is there one more ad there than one more ad there? This is something every individual can do, right?
Yeah, you know, and this is a great state in terms of the fact that every voice, you know, every person can really have a voice in this election. They can really make a difference. And that's what we all want to see, especially on, you know, the Republican side. Just, you know, reach out to your neighbors, reach out to your community, come participate in a Republican phone bank, knock some doors. You know, there's great opportunities to get involved in this election. You know, this election is going to be decided by not that many people, but the implications of it will be huge, you know, and they could have an effect across the country. So I think it's important to really energize and to get people to stand up and say, you know, I support Kevin Kramer. I don't like what Heidi Heitkamp's been doing in the Senate for the last 6 years, and I think it's time for a change.
Another texter. My nephew watches YouTube, and he constantly has Heidi ads popping up. Haven't seen any yet for Kevin.
Well, I know that the Kramer campaign, as well as some of the Kramer supporting allied groups, are airing some digital ads highlighting Heidi Heitkamp's continued support for sanctuary cities, as well as you know, some ads from the Kramer campaign pushing back on the negative and misleading ads that are coming out of, you know, Chuck Schumer and people like that that are coming to North Dakota. So the ads on are definitely coming from both sides, and you know, we're going to see that now through November. I think we've seen a lot of support, you know, from national conservative groups as well as local conservative groups in terms of helping to get our message out there, and we feel pretty confident in that.
Jake Wilkins, Communications Director for the Republican Party in North Dakota, answering a couple of questions that have come in over the last couple of days, and also talking about a little bit of the ad watch as well. So appreciate that very much. Let's see. Anything else, Jake, you want to add before we let you go?
You know, just going back to what this is really all about, Scott, you know, we've got two candidates here, and the contrast is very clear, and the implications are very big. You know, on one hand, we've got Kevin Kramer, who stood for North Dakotans since he was elected. He's helped cut their taxes. He's worked to protect their communities, and he's fighting every day to help deliver the agenda we all voted for in 2016 in President Trump. And then on the other hand, you have Heidi Heitkamp, who spent the last 6 years voting with Washington liberals, backing Hillary Clinton, putting herself above North Dakotans. I think that's an important message that we need to remember now through November.
Fascinating. Appreciate the call and the time today, Jake, very much. We'll chat again soon.
Absolutely, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Jake Wilkins, who is Communications Director for the Republican Party of North Dakota. Let's go east of Mandan, north of Mandan, I guess. I get my directions straight here. Terry has a question. Hey, Terry.
It's Terry. I've called you before. Say, I just want to make your listeners aware of what the proponents for measure number 3 are doing. They're printing out flyers, and then they hand them out to the neighbors for a wine and cheese party and promoting the, whatever the measure number 3 is that, you can refresh my memory, but then they're promoting Heidi Heitkamp and all the liberals.
Interesting. So what they're doing is a get out the vote effort. They're assuming that the pro legalized marijuana crowd is going to be a pro Heidi Heitkamp vote, and they got to put all those folks in the same pool. That's what's going on there.
Wait a minute. It's the measure that is proposing. That election one where they can check anybody out for anything.
Well, there's one about needing to be a citizen to vote, and then there's another one about the quote-unquote anti-corruption one, which is anything
that's
but
the anti-corruption. One. Anti-corruption. That's the one that they're doing.
Interesting. Yep. Hang on a sec here, Chair. We'll talk more on the other side of the break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Good economic news today as the government releases its second estimate of GDP for the second quarter, showing it grew at an annualized rate of 4.2%, the strongest performance in nearly 4 years. History-making results in a Democratic gubernatorial primary in Florida on Tuesday.
This race is about every last single one of us.
That's current Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who becomes the state's first black candidate for governor after defeating former Congresswoman Gwen Graham in the Democratic race. He says on MSNBC of his win,
We had over 500,000 people come out yesterday and support the underdog candidate. I think my four opponents combined may have spent close to $90 million to our six.
He'll face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis for the governor's office in November. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
One, two, three, four.
Nelson to perk up your day, right? Back on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Questions or comments? Opinions? Commentary on something we've done to this point today or something you want us to talk about that we haven't talked about? Whatever it is, lay it on us. Text me, 367-2054. Text Todd, 226-8503. Or just pick up that phone and call us at 258-0550. So Terry is back here. Yes. Terry was telling us before the break.
My daughter was on North 3rd Street. She was given a flyer, and she made the comment that there's no Kevin Cramer signs up here, and she wants to get some. And I said, well, you might want to be a little careful because, you know, you're surrounded by liberals.
No, I wouldn't worry about that. This is America. Don't let any neighbor intimidate you because they're a flaming liberal. Put the sign up and smile from ear to ear. You know, it's what you stand for, so I think that's a good idea. But tell me again now, so this flyer, did Terry go away now? All right, so Terry left, but if I don't know if you got cut off or what happened, Terry, but call back if you can. I'm trying to. You mentioned your daughter got a flyer, and then the earlier part of our conversation, you were saying there was a flyer being put out by Measure One folks. Measure One is the. I need a word for this, Todd. I need a word to describe it. Hogwash is the best I can come up with, but it's a witch hunt, North Dakota version, right? They want to bring the witch hunts here. It's everything they want in the way of quote-unquote protections and things that ultimately would be put in place.
How about horse hockey, channeling my inner Colonel Potter on MASH?
Horse hockey.
I always seem to have those expressions, right?
Yeah. Anyway, what it is a bunch of liberals, even a couple of liberals that claim to be Republicans that really are not Republicans, who are so frustrated that they can't win at the ballot box, that their view doesn't prevail in the Republican Party, that they want to try and find another way to criminalize politics. That's what Measure One is. And what this caller was saying is that they were saying, go vote for Heidi Heitkamp and vote for Measure One. They were combining that up. Well, I guess that proves what I just said. They're liberals, but be very aware of this. That's all I'm saying. Frank in Northwest Minnesota is next on the program. What's on your mind, Frank?
Good morning.
Hello, sir. What's on your mind today? Frank, are you there?
Maybe you just wanted to say good morning. I don't know.
All I got was good morning, which is fine.
It sounded good. We're off to a good start there, but
I'll take a good morning.
It went downhill after that, didn't it?
Frank, is there anything besides good morning you want to tell us?
Well,
how long do you wait in a situation like this, Todd? Do you,
thinking you're probably,
about that time?
Yep, there you go. Judges say that's fine.
So, Frank, I'm going to put you on hold. And, if you get a chance there, Daniel will talk to you and make sure the line's okay. I don't know what's happening because all I heard was good morning. I'm assuming you can't hear me anymore. So you're waiting to say something. So, hang on, Frank, and we'll tell you. The lines are filling up here, but I don't have names. Should I just ask their names, Tom? I'll just ask their names.
Terry. I lost.
Terry's back. Oh, thank you, Terry. Okay, yeah. So tell me again on these flyers.
They're just basically call them a yard party. You get together and get to know one another and discuss Measure One and discuss, you know, who would be good to put in office and. They don't have a name for it, just a yard party.
So they have a yard party, then they make up these flyers, then they go deliver the flyers that say, Heidi Heitkamp's great, by the way, vote for Measure One, or what?
Hello?
Yeah, I got you, Terry. I think your radio might be up, which makes our conversation challenging because you're going to hear yourself and me 7 seconds after I talk. So turn down the sound there if you can. Okay. All right. Let's try Frank again. Frank in Northwest Minnesota, are you there? Didn't even get a good morning this time. What is going on? Daniel, do we have some issues with the phones here? All right, now nobody's there. And wow. And Terry disappeared again.
The Russians. I blame the Russians.
It might be the Russians. Yeah, well, in fact, they're already working on, defeating Hillary Clinton. Remember that? Not Hillary Clinton. Sorry. That's yesterday's news. Heidi Heitkamp. Funny, I would conflate those two.
How Freudian can you get there?
Right, yeah. But there's given it. Heidi thought Hillary was amazing.
Same difference anyway. Yeah. What's the difference? You can't tell the two apart anyway.
In fact, a texter says, I can't remember where, but Heidi a couple of weeks ago was already trying to blame the Russians for her losing this election. You're exactly right. That happened. Exactly right. Yep. I think it was in a editorial board meeting up there in Grand Forks is where I believe I saw that. Two quick things while we're figuring out these phone snafus here. One is oil is up rather nicely today because the EIA is now contradicted the bearish API data yesterday and reporting a draw in crude and gasoline inventories. So oil jumps on that bullish data from the EIA. Thought you'd want to know. The other thing just got around to reading my Grand Forks Herald, which is now no longer the Grand Forks Herald. It's the Fargo Herald, I guess, because they don't print it up there anymore, and they don't print every day. So it's sort of a little different deal. A lot of my Grand Forks friends are none too happy about it either, I'll tell you. But anyway, the article that I'm desperately trying to find now from the Grand Forks Herald was from their editorial board saying Drew Wrigley should be approved as U.S. Attorney for North Dakota pronto. So, Drew Wrigley, a thumbs up for a U.S. attorney, according to the Grand Forks Herald. I agree. Texter says, you know that whole problem you were mentioning earlier about social media, both at school and in politics? Get rid of social media. I'd like to lead that initiative. I don't think you put that genie back in the bottle. If we get rid of coal.
Did I set up a Facebook poll about that?
Get rid of coal and oil, as a lot of liberals want to do, then you'd have a better shot at it because you wouldn't be able to power it without coal and you wouldn't be able to build the phones without oil. There you go. Greg in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Our phones are working again, we think. So go ahead, Greg.
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Now I can. Yeah, Greg, I can hear you now.
Good. So I just wanted to call you and tell you guys thanks for being on the air. I will, you know, disclaimer, I'm a conservative Republican, but I was happened to be in Fargo yesterday, and I was listening to talk radio, and I thought, well, let's see what the other guys say. And there's a clown on the mighty Minor 790 there who's on from 2 to 4. I couldn't tell you his name. I don't think he said one thing that was the truth the whole time I listened to him, which is about an hour and a half. I've never heard anybody play so fast and loose with facts and the truth, especially about Al Carlson yesterday on the radio and get away with it. I mean, it was almost criminal in my opinion. I was just embarrassed for the entire radio world.
I'm sure it'll surprise you that person is a former Democratic official, which pretty much sums up the whole radio station. That's how they operate. They're an arm of the Heitkamp campaign. And they unfortunately have decided to just kind of, you know, play a little fast and loose with the facts here and settle personal agendas and vendettas. And Al Carlson's often in their crosshairs, as is, you know, Congressman Kevin Cramer, pretty much any Republican. They have a little roulette wheel. I think they spin the roulette wheel, and rather than numbers in the roulette wheel, I think it comes up with pictures of Republicans they're going to target that day. I think that's how they work. Todd, did you hear that, too, that they'd spin the wheel and kind of decide? I don't know. I might have made that up.
I think it's a dartboard, actually.
But could be a dartboard. Yeah, could be a dartboard. That works, too. Yeah.
Well, I think the alternate between the two, I think one day it's the dartboard, the other day it's the wheel.
Look, we
flip a coin to decide which they're going to use.
We can't control what the...
Fortunately, their listenership is mostly in Minnesota, and those guys can't vote.
Well, there you go. We can't control what others do. We can't control what we do. And we do appreciate the fact we have a great audience and appreciate the thanks as well and recognizing the contrast. That's important that people do. And we'll just keep at it. Greg, thank you for the call.
Well, you know, that's scriptural, though. His mouth, out of his mouth comes fire, and ye verily the truth is not in him. There you go.
There you go. You said it, I didn't. Thanks, Greg. Frank in northern Minnesota is, we think, back. Frank, what's on your mind?
I'm back. I think the Russians were colluding with my phone lines here today.
Yeah, they didn't want you to tell us anything other than thank you. But what did you want to tell us?
I wanted to tell you school is opening, so drive careful. Minnesota opens next week. And,
good idea.
You know, when you go to the school, some of the schools have guards at the doors, and they're locked, so you can't get in. Only one door. Let's do the same with our borders and protect everybody, not just our kids. Let's protect everybody because there's kids at home that aren't even in school yet. They should be protected, too. So let's protect their borders, same as the schools.
You know what you are, Frank? You know what you are? A racist. That's what you are. A racist, 100%. By suggesting such a crazy thing like you would actually control the borders, I mean, my gosh. Heartless.
All my ancestors came from Poland, Sweden, and Norway.
Yeah,
so
I hear you. I hear you, Frank, and I appreciate the call. And I have more to say about school and something else we as parents should be taking serious this year. Next.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speed Grower SP Windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speed Grower SP Windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Why do I get to this portion of the show every day and say, no, no, I want more time? I want to leave these good folks. We're having such a great time. We love it, but we will do it all over again tomorrow on the What's On Your Mind, for sure. Defensive driving is something I've been talking about a lot lately because I really would like for you to be alive. I think that's a good idea. I also wouldn't mind you saving a couple of bucks on insurance. And if you have a little issue with the points on your license because of, you know, your, lead foot or whatever it might be, you get a point reduction as well from this defensive driving course that the North Dakota Safety Council is doing. They've had a number of these throughout the summer and will continue to. But the next one is in Fargo on September 11th. Got that? NDSC.org. NDSC.org. You click the training icon right at the top and sign up. 4-hour defensive driving course.
You get an insurance discount, get a point reduction. Employers, by the way, listen up. This course qualifies for the WSI Safe Driver Program, so you can save money on your workers' comp premiums, too. So you have your the drivers in your company take this as well. How to deal with distracted, aggressive, fatigued driving, conditions that impact driving, how to control them, strategies to reduce collision-related injuries. It works. North Dakota Safety Council, private nonprofit, workforce safety and insurance help us bring you the safety spotlight. And I hope those items are on your calendar. NDSC.org. Real quick before I go back to the calls related to back to school. The caller earlier mentioned back to school, and I said I wanted to mention something as well. Tonight there's a forum in West Fargo, police department, school district coming together. And Beth Sleddy, the superintendent of West Fargo, and her team there, along with Heath Yonke, the police chief, have come together to say, you know, we want to do this different. Folks, if you talk to any school administrator, not just West Fargo, any school, the amount of bad stuff, I'll just leave it at that, bad stuff going between students in social media tools, Snapchat, text, whatever, it's not good. Some of it, when it comes to exchanging pictures, inappropriate pictures, happen. I understand a lot. This is not a kind of a one or two student kind of thing. This is a lot. That's criminal. That's something that could have a mark on your child's record forever. Having to be listed as a sex offender is an example. So this is really serious, and there are ways to, you know, have that conversation with your kids, also have monitoring tools and everything else, but parents certainly need to be involved, and that's why the school district in this case, police department, bringing other community experts in and doing this. It'll happen tonight in West Fargo. We'll have that online so you can watch it if you like. But this isn't just a West Fargo thing. This is really every school, and that's why I wanted to bring it up. Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, wherever. This is an important part of getting the school year off to the right start, to have an open, honest conversation about what's going on and how kids are having relationships with their peers online that is not safe. Tonight, 7 to 8:30, Liberty Middle School Theater in West Fargo. Okay. I told you what I needed to tell you. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. Yesterday you said you got a email from somebody or a text was riding you about saying how these union workers are the ones who put up the oil pipeline down there, the DAPL, and I don't know, kind of saying you shouldn't be razzing them about supporting Heidi.
Yeah, they didn't like the fact that I was critical of unions. I pointed out that, I'm not critical of union workers. I'm critical of union mob-like bosses who write big checks to Heidi Heitkamp and help her run ads that lie about her opponent. That's what I'm mad about.
Well, I don't know why anybody would work on a pipeline would support Heidi anyways. She supported enthusiastically and still does Obama and Hillary, two of the biggest anti-oil and coal presidents, you know, Obama was, and Heidi would. And
true. I don't know that. I guess I can't get in the mind of the texter. I took it as more of a, hey, why are you jabbing unions? And I was saying, I'm not jabbing union workers. I was, you know, he wanted to remind me that they built a pipeline, and they did, and did a good job. So, but I'm with you. You certainly can. Somebody that opposed it and was silent at the darkest hour of North Dakota's, entire existence, for crying out loud, deserves to be called out on that one. You're absolutely right.
All right.
That it, Jamie?
No, you cut out for a while. We must be having problems. Anyway,
yeah, I don't know what's going on. These phones are being glitchy today. It's really weird. Yeah.
The guy talking about yard signs earlier, I had a friend of mine. He lives in, I don't know, maybe a couple blocks away, and their block got vandalized. All their Trump signs got wrecked, and their houses got egged, and a bunch of their Kramer signs were torn down last time. So I asked him this time around if he wanted signs. He said, nope, he wasn't going to do it. So. Believe me, the leftists, they intimidate a lot of people and are not putting that up. And somebody gave me one of them Trump head stickers. I put it in the back of my Tahoe, and a lot of people told me they wouldn't do it because they're afraid their vehicle is getting vandalized. And, you know, I by no means can afford to get my vehicle painted again, but these worthless leftist punks aren't going to intimidate me.
That's right. That's right. We got to be unafraid. Shane in Pierce, South Dakota, real quick. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, I don't know if anybody noticed, but when the cameras were on Bruce Orr, that guy looked absolutely terrified. If you know anything about body language, he was stopping and starting and having to point which direction he should go and sipping on his cup. It sounded like his testimony. He answered questions, and he named names. And I think when his testimony comes out, people are going to not, they're not going to have a choice. They're going to have to start prosecuting.
And isn't it amazing? Here we are, late August 18, just hearing about it now. We've known the name Bruce Orr for a long time and his role in this. God bless you, folks. Gotta go.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus: to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.